From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Scientists appear to have solved one of the major mysteries of Alzheimer's disease, how two very different brain abnormalities associated with the disease are linked. The findings suggest new targets for drugs to treat Alzheimer's, and as NPR's John Hamilton reports, it could help end a scientific feud.
There are two major camps in Alzheimer's research. Each thinks they've identified the primary cause of the disease. One camp is known jokingly as the Baptists. It's made up of scientists who study something called beta-amyloid protein, the BAP in Baptist. Beta-amyloid leads to protein deposits, or plaques, on the outside of brain cells. The other group is known as the Taoists because they study a protein named after the Greek letter tau. This protein can produce deadly tangles inside brain cells. Most Alzheimer's researchers fall into one camp or the other.
I've been on the inside for a long time as a card-carrying Taoist.
But Lester Binder has tried to keep an open mind in the debate. He's a researcher at Northwestern University who suspected there might be an essential connection between the two abnormalities.
Both phenomenon are very important in Alzheimer's disease. You can't have Alzheimer's disease without plaques and tangles. And the question was, how does amyloid induce a signal in the neuron that is somehow translated to tangle formation?
In other words, how did the plaques lead to the tangles? To try and find out, Binder teamed up with Dr. Vincent Krines, a scientist at Northwestern who had almost no connection to Alzheimer's research. But Krines had a novel idea.
So here's where being an outsider was an advantage, not being a member of either of these factions, and actually, before meeting Lester, not being involved actively in neurodegeneration research. I said, well, maybe we can link these two through the action of caspases.
Caspases are enzymes that help determine the lifespan of a cell. Binder and Krines also knew caspases had the ability to tangle tau proteins. So they decided to see whether the plaques outside brain cells somehow triggered caspases inside to start making trouble. The two scientists recall having somewhat different expectations.
I think I told Vince that the culture experiment wouldn't work, but he said, I'm going to do it. I said, okay, well, maybe it'll work. And then he came down all smiles. He said, it worked.
I think scientists have all different types of personalities. I'm sort of one of the passionate types, and I really believe that there was going to be a linkage between amyloid and tau through the action of caspases.
And when they compared tangles they'd created in the lab with those in the brains of Alzheimer's patients, they were exactly the same. This strongly suggests they have found the missing link. The results, if they hold up, offer a tidy explanation of how plaques lead to tangles and eventually to the destruction of brain cells. Sue Griffin is a researcher at the University of Arkansas and an advisor to the Alzheimer's Association. She says the findings could mark a turning point for researchers bogged down in the debate over plaques versus tangles.
This kind of work is so important because it forms the basis of going on to newer and greater, more encompassing ideas about what's happening in Alzheimer's disease.
Griffin also thinks the research may soon lead to new treatments for Alzheimer's. Even so, Lester Binder says his new study is unlikely to end sparring between Baptists and Taoists anytime soon.
I was asked in another interview whether or not this solved the problem, and I said, of course not. Scientists love to argue. It's what we do. It's what we're supposed to do.
Especially when an idea this important is at stake. The new study appears in the current issue of the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences. John Hamilton, NPR News.